Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, this is KYW's Dave Uram. The Eagles had Sunday off because they played this past Thursday, so they got a chance to watch the rest of the NFC East in their openers. I talked to the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, on Monday morning to get his thoughts. The voice of the Eagles is on the air. Good morning, Merrill. What did you think of the rest of the division?
Well, actually, the Eagles are in pretty good shape right now because they beat Atlanta, of course, 18-12 on Thursday night. They already are now a game up on the Giants and the Cowboys. Jacksonville beat the Giants 20-15 at the Meadowlands, and Carolina, in Carolina, pounded the Cowboys 16-8. So the Eagles are a game up on both of those, and one thing you can tell by watching them immediately, and you suspected it going into the season, Giants and the Cowboys have big, big problems on their offensive lines. I know people focus on the quarterbacks and the running backs, but I'll tell you something. Saquon Barkley is for real. He gained over 100 yards rushing yesterday, but the Giants' offensive line wouldn't let Eli Manning breathe, and Dak Prescott was under tremendous pressure all afternoon. Redskins won. They won at Arizona 24-6, but the thing is, in watching them, I'm not sure if the Redskins are really good or the Cardinals are just awful. This is a Cardinals team with a new coach and a lot of changes. I'm just not sure they're any good this year. So we'll wait and see about the Redskins. But the Cowboys and the Giants both have definite problems. Now, on the other side, a lot of us figured that the second week of the season should be literally or virtually a walk in the park for the Eagles at Tampa Bay without Jameis Winston. He's on a four-game suspension. But the quarterback who filled in, who is a real journeyman, Ryan Fitzpatrick, had a big day yesterday, and the Bucs put up 48 points and beat the Saints 48-40. So that is going to be a tough game for the Eagles Sunday in Tampa Bay.
Definitely did not expect Ryan Fitzpatrick to put out five touchdowns yesterday, four in the air and one on the ground. Definitely should be a good matchup Sunday in Tampa. Well, Merrill, thank you for the insight. We'll chat with you tomorrow morning.
See you then, Dave.
You can hear Merrill Reese every weekday morning at 7:15 on KYW News Radio 1060 or on your mobile device using the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.